This just released. The Mohawk Council of Ganawagi is informing the community that the Legislative Coordinating Committee has presented a community member's proposal for an anti-tobacco law to Chief and Council in accordance with the legislative process. The proposed law has been deemed a Type 1 law. A presentation was made at the council meeting of February 7, 2011. As per regulations, council was informed that they had 3 days to lodge an objection on the classification. Since no objections were received by the Legislative Coordinating Commission within the allotted time frame, the next step is to inform the community via this notice. The proposed law will be placed in priority sequence. Dates have yet to be determined. The MCK sponsoring unit is the Office of the Council of Chiefs. Technicians Jeffrey Dibo and Trina C. Dibo have been assigned to the file. The Legislative Coordinating Committee announced on August 19, 2010, that it had received a submission for a Ganawagi law from community member Aganhase White. Upon meeting with Mr. White, it was clarified that his intention was to propose a law that would prohibit manufacturing and selling tobacco products in Ganawagi. However, the actual use of tobacco would not be prohibited. Ceremonial and medicinal tobacco would be exempt. The Mohawk Council of Ganawagi would like to remind community members that all laws or amendments must now use the community decision-making process in order to be passed or rejected by the community. Private citizens registered on the Ganawagi Membership Registry, council chiefs, and the various units of the MCK are eligible to propose laws or amendments. For more information on the process, please visit www.ganawagimakingdecisions.com. Now you're up to date.